Praise God. It's another good morning that God has given us to listen to his word. And I trust that you are well. The Lord is keeping and watching over your life. We are carrying on a Bible study in the book of Ephesians, and we're in Ephesians chapter 6. And we were looking at the aspects of warfare. And this is what we started looking at. And we're in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10. And with the first statement that we read, it says that, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand." Now let's just take a pause there and reflect what is happening. You see, Paul has been teaching the church about what Christ has done. You know, he tells them that we were included in Christ. We were adopted as sons. God loved us before the foundation of the earth were laid. You know, he adopted us into his family. And when we came and encountered Christ, we were redeemed. We were bought with the blood, precious blood of Jesus. We were sanctified. We were purified. We died with him. We were raised up with him. We ascended to heaven with him, and we are seated with Christ in heavenly places, far above all principalities, all powers, all thrones, all dominions, you know, and every name that is named in this world and in the world to come. And then he says God has given him such great power and set him up there for the sake of the church. So now we can see that there is a place of understanding that which now you can come and fight. You see, warfare is, when you think about warfare, you have to think of as a battle. You have to think of a struggle. And you, Jesus spoke to his disciples when they were able to discover, when Peter said that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus tells him, "Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven." And he says, "And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail." You see, when it speaks of gates, it speaks of contentions. It speaks of their places of authority. It speaks of their gates, you know, where they keep people captive. And now when you think about warfare, you have to, first of all, bring people to the understanding of who they are in Christ and what Christ has done for them. You see, once you understand righteousness, once you understand justification, once you understand that righteousness is imputed, not based on works, not based on what you have done, but on faith in Christ. Once you understand justification, that God has declared you not guilty, the verdict is given, we were justified in Christ. The moment you accepted Christ, you are justified, no guilty, not guilty. That's why the Bible says there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, for the law of the Spirit of life has set them free from the law of sin and death, Romans 8, 1 and 2. Now you see, when you come to that understanding that Christ has fought, has defeated the devil, the Bible says he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them on the cross, and he took every legality that was laid up against you and he nailed it to the cross. That means that there is something that our Father did. There is something that Christ did when he went down. When he went, he defeated the devil. He took the keys of hell and of death, and he rose up victorious. He publicly humiliated the devil. He stripped him of his authority. He took away the power that the devil had. He took away that right. He took away every authority that the devil had. And the Bible says, for the sake of the church. Then he says he ascended and he sat in the highest throne in heaven. And the Bible says he is far above. Indeed, everything that the enemy does is under his footstool. Sit until I make your enemies your foothold, your footstool. So, the strength for spiritual warfare does not come from man, but it comes from the Lord. Now, it's very important that you understand that the word there used is Lord. Now, Lord means someone that is a sovereign ruler, someone that has authority. Now, if you are not submitted to the Lord, you know, we say, oh, Jesus Christ is Lord. It's easy to say it. It's another thing to act it or to live it, to have the revelation that Jesus is actually your Lord. When Jesus is your Lord, that means you are fully submitted to his lordship. You're fully submitted to his authority. The Bible says, if you know that they that call upon the Lord shall be saved. If you call upon the Lord, and it's not just shouting that, oh, Lord, Lord, save me. It's actually recognizing that he is Lord and Master, that you yield yourself with a heart. You know, with the mouth, confession is made unto righteousness. With the heart, believeth. If anyone believes that Jesus Christ is Lord and confesses with their mouth that God raised him from the dead, they shall be saved. So salvation has the recognition of not just confession, but also of submission that he is Lord. When he is Lord over your life, then you will not live as in the world. You will know what that which is right, that which is according to the spirit of truth. So when you understand that he is Lord and you are submitted to him, then you can be strong in the Lord. Remember, we are coming to fight. And the Bible says, put on the whole armor or the full armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Now, I want you to understand something about what it speaks about, the whole armor. It says that you must cover yourself. And Paul gives the Roman analogy of soldiers, because in their time they had the understanding that the soldiers really went to war with armors. You know, they had the breastplate, they had the helmet, they had the sword, they had the shield, you know, they had the shoes that was fitted, they had the belt around them. But you see, there was nothing for their backs. That is because they were not expected to retreat from the enemy and to run away from the enemy. That means when they do that, then they are going to be vulnerable. So they are supposed to face the enemy from the forward, where the enemy is coming from, and that is why nothing was even covering their back. But just picture that, and you ask yourself, first of all, when it says put on the whole armor, that is to tell you that if you are missing out any aspects of it, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, the sword of the spirit, if you're missing out the, you know, all these things, then that means you're giving the enemy a hole in your armor, the helmet of salvation, a hole in your armor, and that becomes the area of the target of the enemy. Now, one of the key things that you must see, it says that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. That word wiles there is methodoia. You know, methodoia. Methodoia refers to the methods of the devil. It refers to the cunningness, to the trickery, to the arts, you know, cunning arts. Trickery, where he lies while lie in waiting, you know, trickery, craft, deceit, cunning arts. These are and or the waiting of the devil. The enemy was stripped of his power when he was defeated by Christ. And this is very important. It is for the church and for the church or the Christian that's recognizes Christ as Lord. If you try it without your lordship to Jesus, you're going to face the backlash from the enemy and you're going to get slapped. Think of the sons of Sceva. They went out casting demons and they will cast out evil spirits, but one day the evil spirit answered them and said, Jesus, I know, or Jesus, we know, And Paul, we also know, or we've heard about, but who are you? And the demon beat up those seven sons of Sceva that they took off running naked. So they went and used the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus that Paul preaches. They had no relationship with that name. They had no relationship with Jesus, with the person of Jesus, with the risen Christ. They did not consider him Lord. They did not even worship him. But they thought that the name of Jesus is just a lucky charm. You see, you'll find nowadays modern, you know, all these people who are using enchantments, they will say that the name of Jesus has the highest frequency in the spirit. So they use it to bring wealth to them. But you see, there is no relationship, so you don't expect that name to work for them. Why? Because the name Jesus knows those who are in the place where they can use his name. Name of the Lord means his authority. It does not necessarily mean just shouting Jesus. That's why you can heal the sick and just say, be healed. Not that even if you don't say in the name of Jesus, where you're saying be healed and you know that you're speaking from the authority of the Christ, you are speaking from Christ, then you know that that person will be healed. So if you are strong in the Lord, remember it's in the Lord, in your submission to the Lord, then you're coming to this warfare not from a place of defeat, but from a place where you are having the conqueror with you. You are having the one who has defeated. You are seated with Christ. So what God does, he reduces the devil to just tricks, to just his waiting for the believer and for the submitted believer. The devil has power, and he is, in fact, the Bible says he has translated us from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his son that he loves. Colossians 1:13, God has translated us from the power of darkness, from the dominion of darkness, and translated us to the kingdom of his son. There is a translation that happens when we give our lives to Jesus. A translation, that means there is a warfare that God did, that through Christ he fought the devil and he translated us from that kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. When you look at Luke 10:17, Jesus tells his disciples, behold, I give you authority and power to trample over snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. So we don't deny that the devil has power, but we know that his powers are limited to when it comes to the church, when it comes to the submitted believer that is submitted to Christ, that all he can remain with are tricks. That is why the devil tries manipulations of the mind, you know, at the thought level. He tries to wage war against your soul, you know. He tries to bring temptations. One of the biggest victories that God did in Christ is that he defeated the power of sinful nature over us. Any unbeliever is under the control of their sinful nature. They have no capacity to destroy the works of the flesh. To destroy the works of sinful nature. The sinful nature controls them. But you see, when you are in Christ, he circumcises us by cutting out that sinful nature from us. What that means is that he takes away the power of sinful nature to control us, meaning that it is we that yield ourselves. That's why the Bible says, do not yield your members against to the flesh. The desires of the flesh. That means the believer that is born again is not in the place where he is a slave to sin, but he is a slave to righteousness. So, but it is the believer that either yields themselves to sin and sinful nature, not that the sinful nature has control over them. So when we say that the enemy has the wiles, we can see that he has the trickeries. He uses people, he uses, you know, wicked people that have submitted themselves to the devil. They are used, you know, to influence cities, to influence nations, to influence leaders, to influence the marketplace. And there are many areas that the enemy uses people as part of their tricks to exercise his dominion until the man that is submitted to Christ comes in to wage warfare for the kingdom of God. The Bible says we do not wrestle. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. So you're already seated with Christ. Then you're walking according to the Spirit. You're walking in the Spirit. You're walking not according to the flesh, according to the Spirit's desire. You're walking in righteousness. You've put aside the sinful life. You've put aside the things that are contaminate your body and spirit. And then now you are coming to fight. You see, if you come to fight from a place of where you overemphasize the power of the devil, then you will be defeated. When you overemphasize, when you are worried so much about what the devil will do, about what his demons will do, about how much he will do, then you will come from a place of defeat. But when you come from the place of victory, you are fighting from victory, knowing that Christ has done this, has won the battle for you. Your job is to enforce it. You see, if your father leaves for you some property, and you don't go and claim it, the law states after a certain time period of that land remaining empty and is not possessed, if there are squatters there, they can claim that land and it will be theirs. Why? Because you did not enforce your authority. Now you as a believer, Christ has defeated the devil for you. You have believed in him, you have submitted yourselves to him, but if you do not enforce, if you do not legislate, if you do not claim your possession, if you do not know, it's just like you are given a pardon by the president, but then you don't know, that pardon never leaves you. You can continue living in prison for over 20 years until someone tells you, hey, the prison door is open. You are pardoned. Why are you still staying in prison? And that is the place where many believers are, where they are still in the prison in their minds of what the devil is and what the devil can do to them and how he can attack them and how he can do certain things. And you see, what the devil will do, he will play tricks. He will bring certain attacks. He will bring certain sicknesses. He will bring certain dreams, all in a way to bring trickery. And when that trickery is brought, then he takes advantage of that, and he finds believers who are not ready, who are not prepared, and he will take advantage of them. Satan is a squatter that wants to take possession of your land. That's why the Bible says, do not give him a place, do not give him a foothold. He has no territory. The Bible calls him the prince of this world. John 14 verse 30, Jesus says that I'm soon going away because the prince of this world cometh and he has nothing against me. I have nothing. I will not speak anymore because the prince of this world is coming, but yet he has nothing against me. The prince of this world refers to a ruler without territory. A prince does not have a kingdom. Yes. His territory was taken. Jesus came back to restore the kingdom of heaven for the church and to the believer that is submitted to him. But you see, the moment you give the devil a foothold, the moment you are living in the flesh, the moment you are living in sin, no matter how much you claim and try to cast out the devils, they will not leave. Why? Because you are under them. You're not operating from the high place in the heavens, from the throne of Christ where you are seated with Christ, but you're operating from the flesh. Now, when you operate from the flesh, you cannot defeat the devil. The devil is the master of the flesh. In fact, he eats dust. Dust is flesh. He was told he shall eat dust all the days of his life. So any flesh that he finds, anyone operating from the flesh, you become food for the devil and he will eat you up. But you see, when you live according to the Spirit, when you know you are in the Spirit, when you mount up with the wings of the eagle, when you are raised up, then you can fight the devil. And you can understand the tricks the wiles of the devil, the wiles that the cunning arts that he has prepared, the waiting that he has done for you. When you understand who you are in Christ, what Christ has done, when you put on the full armor of God, then you can be able to stand against. Now you are standing. Remember, you first were seated with Christ, then you walk according to the Spirit. Walk in Christ, then now you can stand against the tricks of the devil. Do not fall prey. Do not be fall victim to the tricks of the devil. This is part of warfare. Having a mindset, knowing that when you're submitted to the Lord Jesus in his mighty power, when you know him as Lord, when you live with him as Lord, when you live knowing where you're positioned in the heavens, when you live a life on the earth that is submitted to God, not giving the devil a foothold, then you can stand against the wiles and the tricks of the devil. Sometimes you, and this is something that can happen, there are some symptoms that can come, and they are just waiting for you to accept it, to agree with it. You just feel a certain pain, and then you Google it, and then you say, this can be cancer. The moment you accept it, then the cancer lands on you. Those are tricks of the devil. They are things that you refuse. You refuse it in the spirit. That headache comes and you speak in tongues until it disappears. You cancel it. You refuse it. Why? Because it was looking for somewhere to land. Your job is to say, no, I don't accept these tricks. I live in the reality that heaven speaks of me. Christ is our reality. Our real life is hidden in Christ, and Christ is in God. There is a reality for the believer. And that is why you must not accept the trickery of the enemy, the trickery in dreams, the trickery in attacks. You must not accept it. He will want to remind you of past sin. He will want to remind you of condemnation. But if you understand these are just tricks, then you know that he is defeated. Satan fell like lightning. Not that he will fall. He fell. I saw Satan fall like lightning. He said, behold, I gave you power to trample over snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. When God's men come into a territory, they have to displace the devil. Any time where Jesus reached and found anyone with an evil spirit, he cast it out and says, I cast it out. If I cast out demons by the power of God, by the Holy Spirit, then you know that the finger of God has come upon you. By the finger of God, then you know that the kingdom of God has come upon you. The kingdom of God comes to displace the works of the devil. The reason the Son of God was made manifest was to destroy the works of the devil. The works, remember, it is works. Here the wiles are devices. These are trickery methods. At the moment, we cannot bind Satan. We cannot destroy Satan. Satan will be destroyed in the lake of fire by God himself on the final day of judgment. But we destroy his works. We destroy his devices. We expose them. We teach the church to know their position, to know their authority, to live in that authority, and such that they can live victorious lives. You want to walk in victory? Have the mindset of what Christ has done. Then live a life of obedience. Bible says we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. Maybe we shall look at this tomorrow if God allows us, wrestling. That aspect of close combat. May the Lord give us understanding. Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you for speaking to us. I thank you for your revelations. I thank you for clarity of thought and speech. That Lord, as we start to understand this aspect of the tricks of the devil, of how we can overcome, of how we can overcome the wiles, that we can do our best to stand on that evil day, oh God. Thank you for the church that you're bringing us to clarity, you're bringing us to understanding, you're removing every filter of the enemy, and indeed we bind all works of the evil one, we come against them in the name of Jesus. I pray that your children shall be set free, and indeed he that the Son sets free is free indeed. May we live lives that don't give the devil a foothold. May we stand firm, may we stand in victory, may we stand united according to your divine plans and purposes for our lives. We commit ourselves before you. Go ahead of us, strengthen, protect, and watch over us. Come against every sickness. Pray for healing of our bodies, of our lives. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Shalom and blessed day.